Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase at 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
When you bundle your renters and auto insurance with Progressive, you could save money, but it doesn't cover any terrible memories living rent-free in your head.
Hey, just wanted to remind you of that time your kicker missed the extra point and lost the game. Even though he literally never missed an extra point, he chose this playoff game to miss. Yeah, just noticed you hadn't thought about that in a bit. Wouldn't want you to miss, you know, thinking about it.
Sorry, we can't save you from that memory, but we could save you money bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Renters insurance and bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray, Father. Just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings really equip her to be able to hear your Holy Spirit and obey Him and endure all the way until the end. In her trials, especially with the judgment of the United States. I ask all these prayers, Father, Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly. But understanding that once you do, you're going to be persecuted, and you can understand persecution much better when you understand Bible prophecy. And so just going through scriptures that help discern between the true Christ and the Antichrist, okay? And I just want to reiterate, I know I keep saying this, but you see this with the cross. Jesus warns the disciples over and over again that he's going to be handled over to the leaders of the Jews and be crucified but raised the third day. And he says it over and over again, and when it happens, they're still shocked. It's a spiritual battle, like it says in Ephesians chapter 6, okay? Where we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and wickedness in high places, okay? This, if you are obedient, okay, and cleave, okay, to that prayer closet and walk in the Holy Spirit during the judgment of the United States, okay, and overcome and shine like a light, you're going to be used of the Holy Spirit, okay, to bring people into repentance. And what that's going to mean is more than likely you're going to seem harsh to people, okay? They're going to be suffering, they're going to be going through things, okay? And you're going to be sitting there having to tell them the truth. Listen, this is God, not Satan, not man. This is God that did this because you have issues with the Lord. You need to wash your soul in the blood of Jesus and prepare yourself to meet God. You're not ready. That's why, excuse me, that's why you're going through this, okay? And when that happens, you're going to meet the spirit of Antichrist. You're going to meet it both with people. They're going to look at you and say, that's not Jesus. Jesus would never do this to me, okay? Right? What, you know, he's all about love and mercy, you know. That's, I don't know who you're talking about. And then you're going to meet it spiritually, okay? The spirit of Antichrist is going to attack your mind and your heart, okay? And try and pull you off of the path and convince you that you are wrong. So that's why, by God's grace, I'm going through these scriptures line by line and verse by verse, okay? You need to cleave to that, okay? Because that's what's going to pull you through. The Holy Spirit's going to be talking to you. He's going to be, if you let him, governing you and guiding you and telling you what to do. And these verses, okay, in your scriptures, your Bible, are going to help you know that what you're hearing is the truth, okay? I would like to say you're going to see it with other people, but it's just so rare. The church is not in a good place right now. I hope you do. I hope you do find other Christians that are of a like mind, but it's rare, okay, because the church is just in a really bad place here in the United States. And so you're likely to really get attacked very harsh, okay? Spiritually, but then also from people, a lot of backlash. And you need to cleave to these scriptures, okay? And any other ones that the Holy Spirit leads you to, of course, in your Bible. But these are to help, okay? Because they're going to bring about that clarity, saying, no, what I'm doing is right. No, I'm obeying the Holy Spirit. And then you can endure all the way into the end, because I need to make this very clear. If you get deceived, okay, and you give in to people that are lost or apostate, okay, or just the it's just spiritual attacks, okay, you're going to end up, and I need to explain this to you, I already mentioned this, but I'm going to explain this to you again, you're going to end up in a confused place, and then you're going to find yourself doing and saying things that are not led of the Holy Spirit, and you're going to find yourself outside of the covering of God. And I've seen this happen before, okay? I need to make this extremely clear. When you fall away, okay, not fall away eternally, but when you get deceived, he'll pull you back, but when you get deceived and you get off the path, and if you give in to these things, these spirits and people and man in the spirit of Antichrist, you're going to fall outside of the covering of God, and you can literally see yourself then uncovered, okay, which means that you're going to have problems, okay, like carnally, okay, you can start having problems to where you were covered, and you had, like, you know, your finances, your food, you had your shelter, you know, your home, you had whatever it was that you needed to get through, and it was very clear, like the children of Israel with the judgment Exodus, where you have Egypt judged, and you have the Jews covered, okay, it's the same exact thing, it just plays out again. But if you're uncovered, okay, and you get deceived by the spirit of Antichrist and you go outside of your covering, you're not going to have that anymore. You're going to start receiving plagues and judgments and curses, okay? And you're going to feel very confused, like, why is this happening to me, okay? And the Holy Spirit will be very clear. It's because you got deceived. You need to go back, okay? You need to go back and you need to stay the course and you need to finish all the way until the end. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today, that she just really humbles her heart and reads her KJV Bible from cover to cover. When she's done, reads it again, and asks to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand these things. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.